Illuminate the Shadows, Shatterproof Bond, Book 2. Written by Isabel Starling. Narrated by Gary Furlong. Hear this now. I will always come for you.
But how can you be sure?
This is true love. You think this happens every day? Wesley and Buttercup. From The Princess Bride. By William Goldman. 1. Breakfast. Declan Ramsay licked a pearl of cum from the side of his mouth and rested his rough, stubbly cheek on his lover's sweaty abdomen. He let out a deep, throaty chuckle and smiled, so very pleased with how hard he'd just made Sam climax. Sam's fingers raked into Declan's thick, dark hair, and he laughed lazily at the tickling sensation of Declan's rapidly sprouting beard, rasping against his belly. His cock flopped languorously to rest on his thigh, and he sighed out his deep satisfaction as the euphoria of the orgasm passed. Declan may be a newbie, but God, the man was a natural cocksucker. The lovers lay there in satiating silence for several minutes before the peace was broken by Declan's snicker. What? Sam inquired, his lips forming a drowsy smile. Your tum's rumbling, Declan relayed in his broad Scottish accent. He drew his finger slowly up Sam's slender right thigh, over his protruding hip bone, to lay flat on Sam's stomach. He felt the rumble through his fingertips. Then feed me, Sam instructed playfully. You've sucked my brains out. Seriously, Ramsay, I can't move. I never want to move again. Declan responded to that sentiment by peppering tender kisses around Sam's navel. He was so deliriously happy and content. Sam and Declan had spent the past 2 days in bed making love, talking and laughing. The natural high Declan felt at being so adored and in love showed no signs of abating. Before this weekend of loving, Sam had not been in contact with Declan for 3 whole months. Declan had been lost in a maze of depression and confusion, only to discover that Sam wasn't, as he had said, in Dubai, but actually minutes from Declan's Mayfair home, in a house at number 67 Chester Row, Belgravia. The anger that had initially pulsed through Declan on finding Sam and his lie had evaporated. Sam opened his heart and shared his feelings, and Declan had mirrored him. They loved each other and made a commitment. It was that simple. There was no more anger left in the Scotsman's body. It was replaced by a gentle, delighted hum in his chest and curling warmth in his belly. For the first time in months, Declan felt whole. He wasn't fighting with his feelings, and the surrender to Sam Aiken was just so breathtakingly sweet.
I think you need to be on the dangerous substances list, sonny. Your spunk is fucking addictive, Declan said in a deep, lazy drawl.
Sam exhaled a laugh. His hand moved from Declan's hair to grip the back of his neck. Come here, Sam beckoned. Declan shifted up the bed, and Sam rose to meet him halfway with a smiling kiss. His free hand cupped Declan's stubbly face, and his tongue slipped effortlessly between Declan's lips, soft and swollen from cocksucking. Sam's warm, velvety tongue filled Declan's mouth, exploring deeply, stealing his breath. Sam tasted the salty bitterness of his own semen mingled with Declan's saliva. They tasted so delicious together. Declan's arms snuck around Sam's narrow waist. He rolled, and Sam whooped as he followed, overjoyed for his slender athletic body to be enfolded and crushed in strong, muscled arms against Declan's chest.
So, what do you want for brekkie?
Sam's hand slipped between their bodies and gripped Declan's soft cock. Declan had recently showered, and Sam's blowjob was, like the best of blowjobs, passionate and unplanned.
Hands off, I'm starving, Sam,
Declan complained roughly, as Sam continued his compulsive caresses.
You can get me back later.
Declan gave a throaty laugh and flicked his hips to push Sam's eager hand away. Sam pouted at the rebuttal. He was hornier than he could ever remember. He surrendered, reluctantly letting go of Declan's cock.
Okay, Mr. Ramsay, food. Then fucking sounds like a good way to spend the day.
Declan took a glance at the alarm clock. It was 12:23 p.m.
There's not much of the day left. Thank God it's a bank holiday or I'd be late for work.
Very late indeed.
Brunch then? Declan offered. How's about one of my super duper breakfast bagels? I can run around the corner and pick up some fresh bagels from Baker & Spice. You hop in the shower, eh? I'll just be 10 minutes.
Declan instructed. They had eaten nothing but takeout food all weekend. Grilling some bacon, frying a few eggs, and whipping up a hollandaise sauce was the least Declan could do for his lover.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?